Welcome to the first episode of Off Topic Cast, the new wonderful production by Bolton Civilization Site.
Darren, what are our topics?
Well, I am your host, Imran Siddiqui, the one and only, thankfully, I know you all are saying. I'm joined by Ming, the Destroyer.
Good morning.
And not you either.
How's it going, E?
And I hear somebody coming down the steps.
Uh-oh. Who could it be now?
Bastards. Morning, Ra.
It is convenient that he, quote-unquote, came just down the steps. And we are joined by Ra, or Ming's alternative ADL, AE, whatever you want to call it.
Well, this will serve as proof since they'll actually be two different voices for a change, even though they sound kind of the same. Does it sound that much alike?
I would ask if anybody had ever seen the both of them at the same time in the same room, but I know people have.
We've had a lot of poly meets here. Everybody's met both of us before.
Playing nice.
That's actually why I check the hockey thread every once in a while.
Yeah, so do I for the same reason.
NYE knows a little while back. Things got a bit chippy.
Be honest, I only got banned because I made a crack about lawyers.
I love it when some people are like, you never banned that person, and he's always blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, if he hasn't posted for 24 hours, what exactly do you think happened?
Well, like, you've never banned that person. You check the ban log. 22 bans in the last month.
Let's do our first topic.
What is the first topic?
The first OTcast topic involves whether or not the splintering of the off-topic was a good idea, and if the technology and history forum should come back, and the other question is whether the sports forum should be called back. And the questions are they healthy for the sub-forums, and are they healthy for the off-topic?
Does anyone go to the history forum?
Well, apparently I have a little light bulb next to it, so someone has.
Well, I'd say we still need to keep the sports forum separate. Especially as we move into the fantasy baseball with the tail end of the fantasy hockey. If they were in the off-topic, you'd never see the threads. They'd drop like rocks.
That was, I think, the original reason for them, to keep them from dropping like rocks.
Well, I think it set up a nice sports community. We're having far more sports posting than we ever did before. Even though some people say, oh, we had plenty of sports before. No, we didn't. Now, the history forum, is it about one or two or three hardcores, and that's about it?
It sounds like it. I mean, every once in a while, a few people come on.
If something like the Super Bowl is coming up, somebody posted a link in the main OT, and then that got moved, at least there's a trail of breadcrumbs to the sports forum.
Well, yeah, that's true as well. But, I mean, also, I remember when we used to have everything in one. And, you know, you'd have people complaining about all these sports threads. Oh, do you really need another thread for this sports league? Or do you really need another thread for this event? You can talk about it in your little general thread or something like that.
Yeah, they thought one football thread was enough.
Yeah.
I always get a blast out of people who pop into a thread and complaining about the thread being there. It's a discussion forum, and you just discussed it.
Yeah, they just bump it up to the top. And then, you know, some people complain, oh, it's all, you know, the sports forum was just for American sports posters. Which is funny, because every time I see on the top five active threads, there's always the hockey league, which, of course, there are a lot of American teams, but mostly Canadians tend to post in there. And you have the rugby thread, and I'm not sure if any Americans actually post in that thread.
Well, the forum is what people make of it. If nobody wants to set up threads on any other sports, that's their problem.
There's football. There's hockey. There's rugby.
Yeah, I mean, just looking down, there's F1. I think I remember when the guy that complained about the sports forum, I forget who it was, but it was like, well, you know, you don't have threads on this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, well, why don't you start them? And maybe they will actually post in it. I think he was complaining there was no cricket thread.
And that surprises us why?
Well, there actually is one, though. That's the funny part.
I've never looked at it, but I know there is one.
Yeah, it's like someone saying, oh, there's no hockey thread in the sports forum. What?
I know Wetzel wasn't happy about it being out of his sight of the main OT, so he never saw them, and things that he was interested in from time to time he'd never see. And that's when I thought about, well, for the Grey Cup, I was going to post a thread in the main OT that could have got moved to the sports forum, and then Wetzel would have found his way in there.
Mm, seems like a silly complaint, because you can always click on the sports forum and see if it's in there real quick. I'm sorry, I don't mean to say this about him, but just because you're too lazy to click on the other forum that says sports on it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, obviously you're clicking on page 2 or something, looking around for it.
Well, there are a lot of people that are too lazy to go anyplace but the OT. I have no sympathy for them.
I also think that the tech forum shouldn't necessarily get folded in. It seems that there's a lot of tech questions that have been answered in depth, almost like a tech support person helping them, like they individually go through every step type of thing. And I think if it was in the main off-topic, it would get moved to page 2, page 3, etc.
Or get spammed to death, yeah. Being called a noob because you can't figure out your own technology, insulting comments, making anti-Apple jokes or whatever. I was thinking of some poor guy that couldn't get his microphone working right on Skype.
The technology forum seems to be more heavily moderated, I think, and that's good. You know, it's basically people can go, suggest me something that helps with X, and they can get some in-detailed help from people who actually want to go to the tech forum to answer tech questions, for the most part.
And then again, people are still posting technology threads in the OT. I think they do that just to annoy us.
That's probably true.
I think history back into the main OT might be a good idea. Adds a little more traffic to the main OT page.
Mm.
And, some of those conversations got quite interesting. But I see Wetzel's point of view because I don't look in the history forum every day, so I don't see these things going on, right?
Mm.
Wetzel was commenting that he doesn't look in the sports forum every day, so he doesn't see the discussion happening about, say, hockey.
Mm.
Or, say, the Canadian Football Grey Cup.
But then again, of course, if you go to the history forum, one thing you'll find is much less spam. Any history forum that actually survived, because a lot of them just dropped like a stone, might have half of it just be one word or smileys or whatever spamish.
Or the occasional WTF.
Right.
Yeah.
Like in the history forum right now, there's only 11 threads in the last 30 days plus one that's top.
True.
It's not like it's really active.
Well, there is that.
I know Laz gave it a good go, but there's only so long you can talk to yourself.
I'll give him credit for trying.
I like the fact, though, that Lancer decided to, in the off-topic to say, PolyAdmin has a poll in the history forum about folding it back into the off-topic. It's like, because you don't look in the history forum anyway, so just go there and vote.
Well, I'll look in the sports forum at least every other day, but I think I go to the history forum about once a month. And that's usually because somebody sent me a PM saying that there's some type of personal insults being flung around.
Well, that was just how the OT was formatted. Let's go to substance.
This ought to be good.
In the news today is the fun and always polarizing issue of the U.S. election. And I don't know. I know that all Ning and Ra are in Obama country in Illinois.
I think I'll vote for, none of the above?
Yeah, how do Canadians see this mess that's going on in the election anyway?
Kind of with a little bit of mirth and a little bit of dread and a lot of scratching of heads.
Why dread? You already survived the idiot-in-chief for 8 years.
Well, you guys buy about 98% of the things that we sell or something like that, so if when Democrats start making noises about free trade, we pay attention. There's the dread.
Didn't you hear about the whole controversy that it was just a political stunt?
I knew that it was pandering to people in Ohio, but the Republicans have a pretty good track record on trade. Clinton was okay.
Well, he was a Republican.
So there you go. The Canadians want Republicans. You heard it here first.
Who do you want answering that phone at 3 o'clock in the morning? I don't want it with some... I'm not going to say that because that's probably not good for this. Huh. I love when I saw that commercial because it was like, I don't want Hillary answering it either. Yeah, I want the only guy that's ever been to a war answering that phone. I'll bet you if you ask some other Canadians, they wouldn't say they want the Republicans, however.
No, they wouldn't. In Canada, there's a sense that the Democrats are more like us. I don't think it's true.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to be more popular among Canadians, among many Canadians.
And I know that they're probably looking at this Obama thing with wondering what the hell's going on. I know that Cohen from Belgium is like, what the hell is this about? I can sort of sympathize with that because I don't know what the hell it's about.
Well, we went through, any of us who are old enough, went through Trudeau-mania, and that was not the same as Obama. But Trudeau was greeted as a bit of a rock star when he was first coming into power, complete with women with flowers and screaming and shouting. So we've seen it before. I'm not too surprised.
And what was the result?
Trudeau was a prime minister for a long time, very popular.
No, I know. I mean, was he a good one in your opinion?
A lot of people think he was great. I have very mixed feelings. I think he was overall very bad for the country, some of the things that he did. And it has nothing to do with Alberta and oil.
So there you have it. Obama will be bad for the country.
There you go. You heard it here first. I'm sure Trudeau probably had a little bit more experience than Obama as well.
Not really. He was a member of parliament for a few years before he became leader of the Liberal Party, and then he became prime minister.
Mm.
Our prime ministers come from being a member of parliament, and Obama's coming from being in the Senate, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's similar.
How long has he been in the Senate for again, Mingenra? Like,
one term? Or is it?
No, he hasn't been reelected yet.
Yeah, so he's only been in for one term, if that.
Yeah, if I recall correctly, I'm not checking the facts, Trudeau may have been around for more than one election before he became leader of the Liberal Party. He was actually recruited, him and a couple of other people, I think they called them the Three Wise Men, were recruited into the Liberal Party.
Three Wise Men? You'll never hear that about American politics.
Especially the Democrats.
Oh.
You won't hear that about Trudeau from many Albertans either.
Well, Americans don't traditionally elect senators, so this election will be interesting.
And we don't like electing smart people either.
And we very rarely have an ex-premier become prime minister. It's almost always a parliamentarian.
I don't know what's going to happen with this election right now. I mean, it seems like Obama's going to end up winning the Democratic nomination, but Clinton's going to drag it out till the end.
It'll be interesting to see if she makes it ugly or not, because they could tear the party apart, because both of them have very strong followings. And I think both of the followings are going to be very ticked off if their candidate isn't the final candidate.
Well, it sounds like, and I think she's going to, you know, bring it down to the end. And she wants the presidency, and she's going to do whatever it takes. And better give her something really, really, really good in consolation if she doesn't get it. Or she's going to bring it all down. So McCain is just laughing about all of it, I'm sure.
Wouldn't that be something if he can win?
I would never vote for Hillary. But if she got elected, I would really enjoy seeing Bill as First Lady. What I want to know is, up in Canada, what is that 3 o'clock in the morning phone call? What's the topic on that one?
Denmark.
How do we invade Denmark? The Greenland plans are already in storage somewhere.
I think Hillary could even handle that one. We should run down the line that if you were voting in the election tomorrow, who would you be voting for? I'll put mine on. There's actually a Republican that I can actually vote for, so I'd vote for him, McCain. After 8 years of the bozo, McCain sounds good to me.
I will vote for who I've been supporting is Hillary Clinton. And if not her, then McCain.
The problem for us here in Illinois is it doesn't matter who, Ron, I vote for.
That's true.
Because there's no way a Republican's going to carry this state.
Yeah, the fun electoral college, isn't it?
I think I'd probably vote for Nader.
Nice. That is true. He's running again. And all the Democrats are gnashing their teeth again.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it.
Well, the next one, of course. Does anyone have a Mac here? Any chance?
No.
Nope.
No. Well, I guess we're on the pro PC.
I should, but...
Yeah, it could be a real boring discussion. Yeah, Mac suck. Mac's...
So what is the best main battle tank?
There you go.
I thought we were going to limit this to 90 minutes.
Got news?
next.
Oh, the good old days when we used to have one off-topic and... Well, actually, no, there used to be two, in there? There was the old days when there used to be a Civ... What was it? A Civ 2 off-topic and a Call to Power off-topic.
Yeah, Imran, you were in the Call to Power side, weren't you?
Yeah, you remember Yo-Yo-Yo-Hey, right? Well, we were both posting on the Alpha OWO ones, the old smack topics, and Yo-Yo-Hey came to me and in a foreshadowing move decided, hey, why don't we invade the Call to Power forum of Appalton? And we came on and we both posted things like Call to Power sucked, and I think I was almost banned on the spot.
Be by me, I wasn't a mod yet.
No, it was Mark G, I think, who said, clearly I was this close to being permabanned.
Oh, we know how well that works.
Yeah. Yeah, then we joined them together for some reason. I think there was a lot of backlash against that.
Well, there was, but we were trying to move all of off-topic discussion to some place where it wouldn't get in the way of the forums.
Get it away.
No, it's putting all the troublemakers in the same room.
Yeah, you can shoot the ducks.
Oh, they lined all up, too.
I think, and not you either, came in a little bit after that.
Yep.
Yeah, when did you join the forums?
A little before Civ 3.
Oh, so you missed all the old-time stuff.
Yeah, I just hear the legends.
he did get through the Civ 3 fun. Well, I mean, you know, all the animosity from Civ 3, and I guess everyone who wanted away from it jumped to the off-topic. So the off-topic is less controversial and angry than the general forum.
Yeah, Civ 3 was good preparation for OT.
For Flame Wars and...
Libertarian, where are you?
Oh, those days. Libertarian and, the other Wraith and...
Oh, even Eyes of Night, too.
Eyes of Night was posting a lot at the time. That's right.
Because remember, Civ 2 was God and Civ 3 sucked because it didn't have good MP. In other words, his strategies didn't work on Civ 3.
Well, that's true. He didn't work on Civ 4 either.
Yeah, we had a bit of that, but he disappeared for a while. Plus, I think he's still banned.
We actually played with him in a Civ 4 MP game. In the first 10 moves, he attacked everybody. We all gang up on him and eliminate him. He goes, this is no fair when everybody gangs up on me. And I sit there and go like, huh, you attacked everybody. So much for that. We never saw him again.
Oh, man.
After that, Civ 4 sucked.
Of course Civ 4 sucked.
What we need in the OT is more Imran adventure threads.
Oh, yeah. I remember those things. Those things, I had about, like, 8 or 10 of them. Back when Sir David was my biggest fan.
Well, people really contributed to them. The last one that you tried, like, people contributed to it, and everybody else just spammed it.
That is a microcosm of what the off-topic has become.
Yeah, I was going to do another ferrets thread, but after seeing what happened to that thread, I said, no, it's probably not worth the effort.
No, I don't think that would be necessarily a good thing.
Maybe we can bring back the 9 heads of Ming.
That would be fun.
All memory of that has been removed.
That no longer exists anymore.
Well, we might be able to get away with it more now since we are co-admin.
Well, we're not going to get banned for this crap. All right.
I did like the random deletion of threads, though. I kind of like that part.
I like the random banning of random post count reductions.
That was good.
Let's pull up the OT and see what the fun of the day is.
How much does Calgary suck?
Isn't that in the sports forum?
Quite often, yes.
I don't think there'd be much dissension on that topic, so...
Just a little bit.
Let's see. You've come a long way, baby. There we have a thread where women are racing around in stiletto heels.
Mm.
Of course, Lancer's poll. Should we fold the history forum back in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, of course, we have pro golfer charged with animal cruelty.
Oh, yes. That's something definitely on your list there. You know, you don't want to be charged with animal cruelty, did you?
Well, I just thought it was funny that they said 14 months in jail. I know some real criminals that don't get 14 months in jail.
Well, when you had the animals, you know.
But remember, 1 out of 100 Americans is in jail right now.
Oh, don't forget the I invited a girl for dinner thread.
Did anybody look at that thread? This poor guy. He had his romantic evening planned, and it just doesn't work out right.
And what's so different about that?
Yeah, we are talking OT posters here.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Oh, we forgot the other big thing that runs in the OT all the time, the economy threads.
Yep.
How's the economy doing?
Well, the economy is, seems like it's going to go in the tank, doesn't it?
Sounds like a very big possibility.
And apparently, I don't know, has the Let the Good Times Roll threads been around lately?
Not lately, or if they have been, it's Let the Good Times Roll, and it's by posted by somebody else, implying that the good times aren't going to be rolling for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to troll Dan S.
Now, if we have been really paying attention for this, we would have topped a thread in the OT and asked people to PM in questions.
Is there anything we could do to change the OT? Is there something we could add to liven it up even more? Or are we just going to degenerate into a political backstabbing, snide comments, and personal insults?
You forgot about religious warfare.
Well, we haven't done, there hasn't been much religious warfare for a while.
That is true, actually. I think, well, I mean, usually Ben and Harrison are defending the religious point of view, and it's folks like who might try to troll them every once in a while.
There are enough trolls out there. We
That's true.
We need more f***s on the site.
I can't believe that the guys in the movie thread can't get my references to a movie. You guys should be able to get this.
Which movie?
Well, see, that's the thing. You have to guess the movie. Here, I'll give you my hint. My first hint was, car drives wrong, but Luke can handle it.
Huh?
What?
What's your next clue?
Yeah, that's not enough, eh? I guess my hints are too subtle. It's pretty obvious to me.
Well, yeah, you know the answer. Of course it's obvious.
Yeah, I should take that into account. I can't believe that connoisseurs of crappy movies would never have seen this one summer. That was a clue. I don't think they read it as a clue, though. Somebody guessed Dukes of Hazzard, so I came back, no, that's warmer, but Yoda, his mechanic, isn't. Then Tversky thinks that I was talking about Star Wars Episode 1, but it wasn't Luke driving, it's Anakin. And I said, no, it wasn't Star Wars, Luke gets laid.
Unfortunately, in Star Wars, well, he had a chance, it was just with the sister.
Yeah, that kind of worked out poorly.
So what are the great topics that you have planned for us today, Emmerich?
California court strikes a blow for children. They outlawed homeschooling, basically. Said you need teaching credentials. And I kind of want to talk about this. It seems to be a decent-sized thread here. Basically, they said, you know, you have to have a teaching credential in order to teach kids.
I think that's garbage.
I think it's ridiculous.
Yes, there are some people that abuse homeschooling, but I'll bet you there's more people where the kids come out a lot better with homeschooling than the few examples they can find where it's not the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And let me get this straight. We have one-on-one teaching between the parents and the kids, or 1 in 30 in a classroom. Which one do you think gets more attention?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some things, I guess, you know, you have religious kooks or whatever, but on the other hand, you have some really good people who teach their kids at home. I mean, public schools aren't that great. I mean, you know, come on now.
What I thought was really interesting was cited in the Post, a part of the ruling, and I thought that this was kind of interesting and would read kind of funny to Americans. A primary purpose of the education system is to train school children in good citizenship, patriotism, and loyalty to the state and the nation as a means of protecting the public welfare. In other words, indoctrinations. Do you think the parents are going to win in the Supreme Court in California, Imran?
Well, California is a bit strange, but I think the Supreme Court might say, what the hell are you people thinking? You need a teaching certificate? I mean, it seems a bit silly to basically say, well, you can't really teach your own kids something. I mean, I might violate some constitutional rights to be able to raise your kids as you want to in that respect. I mean, it's basically it's really weird because the ruling of the appeal court basically said, well, you have to have credentialed tutors or you have to have people who have teaching certificates or things like that. And it's like, well, basically what you are saying is that you have to either send to public school or you have to pay for private school and can't raise your kids the way you want to raise them, which I don't think is going to stand. I mean, I think if the California Supreme Court says something, it might go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Someone's typing hard.
I'm opening a thread in the OT that says, post your questions. Be a part of the Polycast. We are recording right now. Ask questions and we may actually answer them.
Well, there you go. Anyone buy a title from Sealand yet, by the way?
No.
No.
There is a third that says, yes, you can, if you want, buy a title for about £35 to become a Lord of Sealand. Sealand, as you know, is the oil platform that was claimed by some whack job as a country. And apparently they kind of let them do their own little thing. And now they run offshore betting, I believe.
How come that doesn't surprise me?
But apparently the person who did it calls himself Prince whatever of Sealand, and he is the ruler.
I could see the crap table right next to the oil rig.
There you go. Well, I don't know if they do oil anymore. I think it's an abandoned oil rig, which is why the Brits don't care if they took it.
Wasn't it a weapons platform?
Oh, maybe that was it. Maybe it was an old abandoned weapons platform. It was some sort of platform in the middle of the ocean.
Gamblers and hookers. Sounds like a good thing.
Pirate Bay moved there?
Oops, somebody posted a question. Let's see what the question is. From Provost. Hey, long time no see. Is Imran's phone still on vibrate? After the question. Okay, so.
No, it isn't.
Imran says no. Okay.
And thank you for posting, Provost. Actually, Provost was, we're going to invite him up here for this one, but he appeared to be gone for a while.
Well, yeah, he did say long time no see.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've answered his question, no. We'll see if we get any other real questions. Is Lancer on?
Oh, and Slohan had another question in our thread here. Can we, Appalton Civilization site, lobby for the removal of Provost Harrison's driver's license?
You want to answer that one in the thread?
Why are we removing his driver's license? Shouldn't we be lobbying to remove Caduceus's driver's license?
No, kid.
In case he gives his card to someone else?
That would be Wiglaf.
Oh, Wiglaf. I'm sorry. Caduceus was also in the thread yelling at Wiglaf. That's right. I'm sorry, Caduceus. I did not mean to slight you or slander you or anything.
Whose DL is Wiglaf?
So, Imran, are you going to answer Slo's question?
What should I say? No?
Just say next.
No would be good. Next.
Here's one for you. How many times have you opened a thread to see some news you hadn't heard anywhere else?
Quite often, actually.
Actually, that's how I found out about 9/11, because I was on the train going in, didn't hear it, got into work, checked out the thread, and I thought it was a joke at first.
That would have been rude.
And then I couldn't get on any of the Newsline sites, and I figured, oh, this might be serious. Besides, we get the Europeans posting, so sometimes we'll get it in on news that happened late at night, and it's not in our papers. Because I'll see stuff in the papers the day after I see it on the site. So, the OT is a source of news for the world.
Well, the House of Lords just ended Britain's blasphemy laws.
That's a good one.
I don't know if this is a troll or not.
Well, it's actually pretty funny. When the English were complaining about Sedan having religious laws, and in England it's illegal for blasphemy.
Well, we're going to try to spark it up a little bit. Funny games with these people.
Oh, that'd be fun.
If there's a thread you want deleted, let's vote here, and we'll just randomly delete one.
They're like, wasn't there a thread like this here?
There's only four heads.
Okay, posting now.
Dan Q at the end of our flowing No Direction podcast. So
So, Imran, how you doing with this open concept podcast here?
Not very well, but thanks for asking.
Well, I wouldn't expect anything more, so...
Be prepared for a long edit session, Dan.
Yeah.
I think since Dan here, it must be time to claim this cast in the name of the Governor General.
Name of the Governor General. Who is the Governor General nowadays, anyway? No one knows.
Mikhail Jean.
Yeah, Mikhail.
Oh!
Yeah.
And he's just some guy appointed by the Queen, right? Or is he voted, or what?
The Prime Minister basically names the Governor General and the Queen rubber stamps it.
Well, there you go. So maybe you should claim Texas in his name, and perhaps we can make something out of it.
I claim Texas in the name of the Governor General?
There you go.
The Governor General is female.
Right.
Well, whatever, in her name. Substitute your own thing.
Well, actually, if we were to claim Texas, I should claim it in the name of the Lieutenant Governor of Alberta.
Oh.
Keep all the oil together.
All right. You want the Albertans to get it. I see. Yes, that's true. Keep all the oils and the cowboys together.
That's right. The Yahoos.
Moving right along. Too late.
1812. Oh, no.
So, Imran, have you thought any more about when you would like to see these OT casts released in the week? I know we were talking earlier about on Mondays, because we release Polycast and Modcast alternating on Fridays, so that way you've got...
Well, there you go.
An OT cast on Monday, and then, so that way, your week doesn't start off very well, but it ends okay?
That's true, yes. We can have a discussion about the fun things in the off-topic, which really don't mean anything, and by the time it comes out, it might have resulted in the flame fest with people getting banned left and right.
Well, as long as we've got the ad views to go with it, that's all right.
Now you're talking, Dan.
Money.
Yeah, we all make so much money off of this. Gotta love the activity levels. You know, the minute the East Coast starts work, like around 8:30 on a Monday morning, activity level jumps and then dies off around 5 o'clock their time. I wonder why.
I forgot at the beginning of this. Did Ming say don't speak in this cast?
Don't speak?
Bad joke.
You mean like the band?
No, bad joke. Didn't translate. The thread. Don't post in this thread.
Oh, this don't post in this thread, yeah.
All of us are bad now?
Well, what was the thing about that?
Well, what do you want to know besides it was a stupid thing to do?
And then everyone was like, we're going to strike something against the man. We're going to post in it.
You got to love the spirit of the OT.
The stories I've heard about it, what made it funniest is Ming went away, so Mark G comes along and sees people posting in it and thinks he has to ban people because they disobeyed a mod.
And he banned a lot of them, too.
Ming would have just told them to shut up.
I would have deleted the posts.
Yeah.
Yeah, my problem is I went out to play golf with Ra, and then, of course, since we went out and played golf, we did have a few drinks, just a few. So I fell asleep for a while, and when I woke up at 6 o'clock, it was an interesting thread, to say the least.
Yeah, and you were like, whoa, like 20 people just got banned.
Well, yeah, Mark sent me the list.
But we didn't have a ban log back then, did we?
No, we didn't. Everything was handled like through spreadsheets and stuff.
Mm.
I used to keep an Excel spreadsheet with all the banned people in it. And like now, sometimes we just forget to unban them when their time is up.
Oops.
Yeah, oops. Gonna have to edit that comment out.
Yeah, Microsoft still hasn't agreed to sponsor the show, so I'm gonna have to cut that part out.
Okay.
The more I stay on this call, the more I realize the less productive I'm being, so carry on.
Yeah, we're waiting for you to leave so we can talk about the babes thread.
That will only be available to Plus subscribers, remember?
There's gotta be another thread out here we can make fun of. Come on.
Well, while you go do that, I'm going to go find some girls who play Civ. All right.
Girls who play Civ. We'll talk to you later, Dan.
Take care, Dan.
Bye, all.
Thanks
bye
for stopping by.
Bye-bye. Good day, eh? Take off, you hoser.
Only if you take off first.
Oh.
No way, eh?
What are you taking off first?
That must be a Canadian thing.
Call in today.
In North America, the number is 301-637-7659. That's 301-637-POLY. In Europe, 44-121-288-7659. That's 44-121-288-POLY.
You can Skype us at the Polycast or email us at polycast@polton.net.
For more information on OTCast, our sibling shows, Polycast, and Modcast,
log on to the series' official website at polycast.apolton.net.
So what are the great topics that you have planned for us today, Emmerich?
I think we should throw posters' names out without looking at the pictures. Picture what they look like.
Hey, Imran, we got a new thread for you. 40% of German soldiers are too fat. And that's news?
Didn't they hear that there's no more cheap food?
And the header is, Rommel would have been proud.
But I guess it's from, all that lounging about, don't have to go nowhere. Maybe it's a defense thing. If they're all too fat, they can't conquer Europe anymore.
Well, there's a great line in the thread. It said, the army was, he said, full of fatties, making us the laughingstock abroad when we're seen as overweight, grumpy old men. Compared to the British, we're viewed as pathetic. And, of course, Bebro came in and said, wasn't that always the case? Let the trolling begin.
Indeed. Trolling Germans can be fun, too. But amazingly enough, the Germans seem to have a sense of humor.
That is amazing.
It's the Russians that don't. Well, I don't know. Some of them do. Let me not paint them all with the broad brush. But the Germans seem to have a sense of humor. And it's like, wow, everything I know about you is wrong.
Well, so there's the question of the day. Which is the easiest group to troll? Is it Mac owners?
Mac users.
Or is it religious people?
Or is it just Americans?
No. I didn't even have to hear anything else. It's Mac users. You say anything bad about them, and all of a sudden, it's like you're attacking the holiness Steve Jobs himself.
I think anybody would be easy to troll. You just have to find the right button.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, well, let's take it even more personal. Who's the easiest poster to troll?
Agathon.
True enough.
Yeah, aside from that, I mean, you think you control people like slow, but, you know.
Slow is slow. He won't change. You can almost expect his answers.
Mm-hmm.
And true, if you say something about Texas, you know he'll be...
But he doesn't seem to get trolled very often. He just posts unintelligible things.
Well, but usually he doesn't rise to the bait. Usually he just tells him to screw off. Unlike some of the other posters that don't even realize they're being trolled and play along.
The trolling is always fun, of course. You gotta love that when they go after each other so obviously, and everyone else can see it.
Except for the people involved.
Or if they do see it, they still know that they're being trolled, but they drag on into it, so.
If they can't help themselves.
Don't care, let's go. Let's have a hockey brawl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we see that in the hockey threads a lot, actually.
Yeah, apparently. Someone gets trolled very easily.
It was more fun before Ming threatened to ban them from the site. Now I have to stop.
Well, at least you do stop when I put a warning out there, unlike some people.
Sometimes.
Okay, Imran, you better liven this up, or we might as well call this a day.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's getting to that. I mean, we've gone through most of the off-topic. There is the question about the end of cheap food.
Haven't the Germans heard of that?
Well, actually, one other subject is the creativity of some of the thread titles.
Especially birthday threads.
Well, the birthday threads, it's like it's so easy to have duplicate birthday threads because you can't figure out whose birthday it is by reading the title.
Exactly. I mean, then you have another one who's basically more specific. Like, I already had one, and it's like, how the hell am I supposed to know that that's supposed to be his birthday thread?
And it's usually a legitimate question, too. You got to love some of these, though. Gary Gygax fails his saving throw. What a great thread title.
Mm-hmm.
Obama is a peanut farm away from Carter.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a great thread title.
Z Kribler's Journey of Death is actually kind of interesting, though. It actually does describe the topic pretty well. It's not a fun topic and all, but it's an interesting thread title.
It made me look at it.
Hmm. I invited a girl for supper, which is rare for, you know, Poulton posters.
And that's another reason why I looked at it. Well, You've Come a Long Way, Baby is good, too. There's nothing better than a picture of women running in stiletto heels.
Hmm.
But then we have things like Drunk Thread 1 spelled wrong.
Which is always fun.
Spelled right, there'd be a problem, wouldn't there?
CBC cuts crap from boring show, Quebec declares war.
That got my attention, too, because I figured it'd be a spam fest. But then again, there's the more direct version, such as Ask a...
Oh, yes. That you always have to monitor, too.
Exactly. It's up to 406 posts, 3,900 views. I guess that's a popular thread.
It's funny because of the birthday thread. Some of the threads you think are a birthday thread but aren't, such as Tata Jaguar Land Rover. I thought that was a Jaguar birthday thread.
You're sick.
It seriously did.
Okay, what's in a thread title that makes you force you to open it to make sure you don't have to delete it?
Ask Asher.
Actually, I don't look at the thread titles. I usually look at the thread starter.
Well, yeah, thread starter definitely does make a lot of, definitely is important into deciding whether or not it should go or not.
Another tip-off is if there's few posts but lots of views.
That doesn't always work, because sometimes it just means it's a boring thread.
Yeah.
Oh, here we have a classic title. I am exactly like Helen Keller.
Don't open it.
Oh, he's just colorblind. That's all.
Oh, yeah. There's a thread title.
Well, that got me.
Interesting thread titles. Not in the off time, but sometimes in the sports forum, you have some fun ones as well. Post your favorite F1 crash videos.
That one actually got my attention. I looked at that thread.
That was fairly amusing. I was like, oh. Or on the history forum, you have German Titanic on TV or how Bibro wasted 3 hours of his life.
So we got to make this personal for the posters, because it could draw them into later casts.
Let's see. I think we've already made a lot personal, but what else can we make personal?
So who has the best handle? Besides, My Wife Hates Civ. That was always my personal favorite.
Lazarus and the Gimp was pretty good.
That ranks up there.
That it?
I guess so. The Mad Monk is kind of fun, too.
Oh, yeah. 1 Foot in the Grave is pretty good, too. That's a great handle.
Oh, yeah. There's not a lot of more, I guess, interesting handles than that, unfortunately.
There used to be in the old days. Yeah, when everybody could have 8 or 9 logons, you always got a few that were interesting.
Well, I mean, Not You Either is pretty fun.
Where's that from? Where'd you come up with that one?
Trying to get a Hotmail email account without having to use numbers.
Ah.
So I just started typing words, and first word, nope, that's taken. Couple of words, nope, that's taken. Couple more words, nope, that's taken. Not You Either. Wasn't taken.
Mm.
Pretty boring, actually.
Well, there you go.
That sounded much better without the explanation. When I logged on, I was lazy, so I just used my initials, figuring this site's not going to last long.
And then we have real ingenuity, like Dan Q.
That will be edited.
Not to be outdone by Dan S. They have to tell each other apart. Ramo, where's that name from?
It's Omar, backwards.
Oh.
That was easy. I always liked Weasel.
Weasel was fun. Deben, which everyone mistyped for a long while.
Oh, yes.
The Bum.
Rufus T. Firefly is kind of interesting.
That is a good name.
Where's that from? Isn't that a movie reference?
I believe it is.
Back to the Future, I thought.
Oh, okay. Dino Doc.
Is that Dino Doc or is that Dino Doc?
I thought it was Dino Doc. That's how I always say it, but, you know.
I keep thinking of the dog from the Flintstones. Was it Dino?
Oh, I'm not sure. And there was Che Guevara, which is a combination of Che Guevara and, I guess, a Jewish nickname he had or whatever.
Well, actually, you get the better nicknames if you go into the on-topic forums, as they all have their Master of Death, you know. Death Dealer. Let these guys play MP either. Sure, it's easy to beat up the AI. Try it in MP, folks.
Eyes of Night was actually kind of interesting while he was still here.
No, I thought Happy Sunshine was his favorite log on. That was one of my favorites.
Happy Sunshine. I liked all of Stuart Spink's log-ons.
The many.
The many, many. Chasing Rainbows, Nimrod, etc., etc.
What are things that make you want to punch your screen?
About 6 or 7 posters in particular?
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, what's funny, Imran, is you used to be one of them.
Oh, well, yeah, I think I remember you saying something about that.
And then what happens? We make you a mod. So you actually have a vested interest to keep the sports forum alive, then?
Who, me? Of course. I mean, there have been times where I think, I don't know if it's been you or someone else has said to me, oh, by the way, oh, yeah, that was you. It's like, you're a mod now. Anyway, we may have exhausted everything.
Well, we got to go a few more minutes to make it harder to edit.
We might be up to 8 minutes of content now.
Maybe about 11. How do you end these days?
Well, let me do a little thing. You've been listening to the first episode of OTCast. I'm Imran Siddiqui, joined with Ning.
You betcha.
His twin Ra.
Yeah.
Not you either.
Your copy.
The skipper, Marianne, Ginger, and all the rest of the crew.
Is Dan Q Gilligan?
Dan made a cameo, and that was it for the first episode of OTCast. Hopefully you enjoyed it.
We have the last one question, Marianne or Ginger?
Ah, Marianne.
Marianne.
Damn, we can't even disagree on that one.
Ginger.
Holy shit. I went into one of my settings and found that I had a mute on my microphone.
Oh! The fact that we can hear you at all, Ming, means that your mute function is pretty crap.
You know, you're right about that.
I said mute for the mic, but I could hear him a little bit, you know.
Am I in help?
Yes.
How did I end up here? Not too loud?
You sound okay. I mean, you sound a little loud, but not too loud.
I can get louder, just ask me.
We're back again.
Did we crash?
Just you.
No, just you.
Oh, okay.
Because your fan is over.
Ross says he can hear us, but can't speak.
Sounds familiar. To tell him to turn his mute off.
Yes, Ron, turn your mute off.
Now, you also have to remember my brother's a tech guy, too. This is hilarious.
He said he's pissed that he has to listen to his brother about this. Dan, say something.
Something.
There you go.
Or maybe we can play that I'll do both parts.
Yeah, there you go.
But you guys are wishing you'd invited now.
No. Imran, put not you either on mute.
And I remember from... Oh, I remember Ming and Rod just left. Well, I guess they didn't like that.
Is anybody else having trouble connecting to the site right now?
I got an error.
No, I seem to be working fine.
Yeah, because somebody sent me a PM, and I was hoping it was somebody complaining about a thread so we could discuss it. Huh.
So should we file this discussion under the technology sub-forum, or just be...
TechCast.
Well, I love when I get the PMs that say, like, oh, this person insulted me, and then I'll go directly to the post and look at it, and I'll go, eh, that's Bush League stuff.
Or they'd be like, where's the insult?
You really shouldn't say that.
No.
Trying to get a,
And that's why we don't have a ban log. Can you imagine if we had a list of all the people that were banned?
Ooh.
That will be edited out.
We should have been recording right now, shouldn't we?
No.
We'd put beeps in and be like, guess who we're talking about?
You are forgetting the backup recording there, Imran.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so this is going to appear in outtakes?
Done.
All right, and let's export it.
Yeah, save. Oh, shit.
What's that?
No, probably bad. I thought he deleted it for a second.
Ah, it's like, oh, by the way, we don't have it anymore.
That would be a bummer since we had to sit through it.
And I woke up for this.
Record date?
March 9th, 2008.
Sound Clips, copyright Civilization 4 and the Warlords and Beyond the Sword expansion packs. Copyright 2008, Apolton Civilization site at apolton.net.